This recording, Ethiopia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure? Well, here's a story for you, Sarah. Prey was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in certain distract of the theory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dukey Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and black jacket, picked up her kit and head for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. Letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long that itchy ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an ancestry Mrs. The ghost's owner, Mary Herson, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an added choice for a name. Comma was strong and hug, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered azar. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing buzz. Once Sarah had managed to buzz the ghost, she whipped her off with a claws and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, as at 5 or 6 times the cost of pencil. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Herson, a million lawyers, right? It was a fair price for a cure.
I'm happy. What? Anything. I'm happy with my job. I'm happy helping my family, my small sisters. At least I have to take care of them for school. So my family, my mom, dad, and I have 2 small sisters, 1 brother. They are living in America. They are okay. Yeah, they live in Ethiopia. My parents? My mom, she's always staying home, but my dad, he have a job. It's, you know, Africa is not, the lifestyle is different from me. Yeah. So your mother, she have to take care of, she have to wear her clothes, cooking, and it's not like Ethiopia food is different, you know. You have to, you know, the bread stuff here. Yeah. To make that things, you have to take 4 or 5 days. So you have to mix that flour with whatever. You have to keep it not sweet for them. It's a lot of things, a lot of work for them. It's not easy to maybe grow up.
ኢትዮጵያ አየሩ ተስማሚ ባህሉ አክባሪ